Let us pray. We pray for our community, for the families. Let's start again. God of all creation, we pray for the world, especially for those areas and regions that continue to be marred by conflict and suffering. We pray in particular for those parts of the world whose suffering has been forgotten by more recent or prominent events. The people of Sudan, where civil war continues between army factions competing for power. The people of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where ongoing fighting between government forces and armed militias has resulted in the displacement of tens of thousands of refugees. And the people of Lebanon, where the entrenched corruption of the political class has resulted in the nation's bankruptcy and widespread shortages of basic goods and services. Where there is conflict, may your spirit of peace and reconciliation prevail. Where there is corruption, may your prophetic word of judgment speak truth to power. And where despair dominates, may the promise of your faithfulness bring new hope to those who struggle for daily survival. We pray for our nation, with all our dreams and fears of the future, all our aspirations and uncertainties. Grant that all the families that make up the family of our nation may live together in peace, cooperation, and understanding. That the future we build may be one of shared opportunity and mutual love. May we not be afraid to receive help from and give help to those who are strangers to us. And may we understand that all those we live alongside are our neighbours, the ones with whom we are tasked to build communities of human flourishing. We pray for our community, for the families and individuals and households who live and work among us, out of which is woven the fabric of our lives. May kindness and consideration be the ruling paradigm through which we interact with and know one another. May the light of Christ and the peace of the Holy Spirit touch us and work through us to engage all those whom we encounter in the day to day. And may those among us who stand on the outer be brought into the circle of community and relationship, the mutuality of your godly love. Merciful Lord, we pray for your church, the body of Christ, for the church throughout the world, for the uniting church in Australia, for your community of faith here at Heathmont. Through your covenant with Israel, you call your church into faithfulness and witness. Grant that we may be faithful disciples of your love, speaking truth to power, declaring your radical, subversive wisdom to the conventions of human understanding, and acknowledging in humble honesty our own faults, brokenness and limitations. God of hope and healing, we pray for all those who are suffering under the burden of illness or disease. We pray for the dying, for those who suffer prejudice and discrimination because of their physical or psychological circumstances, for those who labour daily under the burden of despair or a sense of hopelessness for the future. From among our own community, we pray for those for whom life is at present difficult or troubling or filled with sorrow. We name especially Margaret O'Doul, who will be having surgery on her right arm after a recent accident. And we pray also for the family of Fred Allison, who passed away on Friday. May God's peace and grace be with them at this time of sadness. May all who suffer and mourn be upheld by your spirit of hope, and may we as a community of faith be an ever-present reminder of your love. Lord of life and resurrection, we remember all those who have passed before us, especially those whose anniversaries occur about this time. May their lives be held in the depths of your love, until that time when all life is joined through Christ into your eternal being. And may those who mourn and remember with sadness be reassured by your promise of eternal life made through Jesus Christ our Lord. God of all things, you know the depths of our hearts, all the hidden places, the secret hurts, the quiet shames and unrealized hopes. Wholly known to you, we come before you now to offer in silence those prayers written on our hearts. Lord of light and life, we offer all these prayers, spoken and unspoken, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.